2. Debunking the big fat lie. There is no American STEM worker shortage. The H-1B swindle employs more spinners than SoulCycle. Sellout politicians employ activist lawyers who write industry-backed loopholes, exemptions, protections, and other assorted goodies into immigration reform legislation. Revolving door lobbyists supply talking points to gullible, lazy, or ideologically sympathetic journalists, op-ed writers, and think tank analysts who author phony Chicken Little studies funded by the industry groups whose officials turn up on cable TV or Open Borders editorial pages to regurgitate the marketing points and myths cooked up behind closed doors. Then, like Heather Locklear in that old Fabergé organic shampoo commercial from the 80s, they tell two friends who tell two more cronies, and so on, and so on, and so on. The fiction of a perilous U.S. STEM worker shortage has been at the center of the push for H-1B visas. The 1998 and 2000 visa increases in the H-1B program came just as the dot-com bust hit Silicon Valley. As employment among U.S. technology workers soared, big tech's claims of a worker shortage grew more and more absurd. Yet the propagandists still cling bitterly to their talking points today. Let's put the biggest, fattest lie of the H-1B debate to rest. The manufacturing of a crisis. There is no STEM shortage. We repeat, there is no STEM shortage. You see the claim made everywhere by local education officials, magazine writers, tech lobbyists, and the White House. A good example can be found in the slick document sent by industry lobbyists to the Senate Judiciary Committee in advance of the panel's hearing on H-1B harm to American workers in March 2015. It boldly declared in the face of grim reality, myth. Foreign workers displace American workers in the science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, fields. Fact. Employment data show that there are not enough native-born STEM workers to fill available...